Good morning. Nothing like an impromptu live to start out the first hump day of 2024. Welcome, welcome. I know that I haven't given notice to people, but I want to jump back on the bandwagon of being live and speaking with you and teaching you and have you teach for me and learn. But most of all, today I want to talk about resolutions. It's the new year. A lot of people talk about setting goals, what they want. So first, let's talk about what is a resolution. And a resolution is a firm decision to do or to not do something, right? Creating more habits, creating new habits, deleting habits that aren't good for us. So Forbes did a study in October 2023. Oh, so last year, right? Anyway, their most common resolutions that they found in the study was to improve fitness, right? We all want to look better, feel better. And along with that, improve finances is a top one. Improve mental health. We're so much more aware of mental health, especially since COVID, right? When we were really alienated from other people, quarantined by ourselves, work suffered. There was just a lot of suffering going on for at least 3 years, and some of it is still continuing. So, of course, we want to improve our mental health. Lose weight. To me, that goes hand in hand with improving fitness, as well as improved diet. So we have fitness, weight, and diet in the top five, which are all kind of physical. We have our mental health and then finances, which most people will measure success on, right? So failing at New Year's resolutions is so common that there's even a slew of unofficial dates commemorating such failures. Like some sources cite ditch New Year's resolution day as January 17th, while others denote the second Friday in January as quitter's day, right? And we all know that we haven't failed unless we quit. So I do challenge you that if you think about or if you have set a resolution, let's reframe that. Let's really take a look at what that is and what that means. So let's talk about, you know, I'm big on definitions. So a goal is the object of a person's ambition or effort, an aim for a desired result, right? So everybody's heard of SMART goals. And just to refresh people or to inform, so a SMART goal is based on, right, the acronym SMART, S-M-A-R-T. So a SMART goal consists of something specific. It's a goal that has a desired outcome that is clearly understood. It could be a sales number, a product goal, even, you know, when we're talking about fitness, it could be doing so many reps or lifting so much weight. Diet, you could be talking about the intake of calories, of protein, water, things like that. Mental health, it could be time spent in meditation and doing PQ reps, right? Building that mental fitness that we all need to be able to change and pivot our lives. Finances, your specific could be, you know, specific expenses or income guidelines met. So you need to define what will be accomplished in the actions to really accomplish that goal. And it's measurable. When you heard the specific, you hear the measurable, right? So in a diet, you can measure, if you want to measure your outcome, you're going to measure your weight, you're going to measure body measurements to see that there's a difference, right? So a specific goal would be to get to weight of X dollars. And X dollars, X pounds, if you're in America, and you're going to talk about it specifically by how you're going to do it, right? By eating this, 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 and doing this, this, this. So, and you want to make it achievable. So you want to make it something that you can have success at. So let's say if we're talking about weight and we want to lose 50 pounds. 50 pounds is a lot of weight, and it'll take time. You didn't just put on 50 pounds overnight, right? So it took you some time to do that. So you want to make sure that it's something that you can reach that won't cause you to quit or fail, something that has reachable goals. So start smaller. So start with maybe 10 pounds and put an end date on it, right? So, which is part of the SMART goal. So relevant, it needs to be something that has within your mission. So if it's for a company, it needs to be something that aligns with the company's mission. If it's something you do, you need to align it with your mission. For me and my company, Cultivate and Thrive, I have some goals that I have set for both my podcast, Cultivate to Thrive, because it kind of like went on the wayside last year and fizzled out. Life got in the way of some of my goals. Still dealing with some personal issues, but I'm pivoting to do what I need to do and what I want to do and how I want to reach. So it needs to be something that's relevant to you. One way to determine if the goal is relevant is to define the key benefit. So in an organization, it'd be the key benefit to the organization. For yourself, the key benefit to you. So if you put a weight goal, what is the key benefit? Okay. Are you looking to look good in clothes? Are you looking to feel better? Are you looking to hear the compliments? What is it you're trying to achieve? So keep that in mind for relevant. Time bound. So goals should have a deadline. Like I stated, X pounds by X date, right? So you want to make sure that in your SMART goal, you have time. So again, it needs to be specific. It needs to be measurable. It needs to be achievable. It needs to be relevant. It needs to be time bound. Great. That's very, I'm going to say analytical, maybe. And not all of us operate that way. Also, that is a good method for doing specific things. However, as you heard a couple years ago, I talked about the difference between dumb goals and SMART goals. And I shared a video that someone else had put out on that topic. And I love dumb goals. I think that in an overall vision and mission, you need to look at dumb goals. And on a personal level, it's very important that you look at dumb goals because we are not living to just check off these SMART goals, right? These tasks. We're living for something bigger. Your purpose is something bigger. We'll get into that also. But dumb goals, again, that's an acronym for dream-driven, uplifting, method-friendly, and behavior-driven, okay? A lot of people fail at their resolutions because they think more about the end result than the process in getting there. And is it something that a process that really works for you, that fits into your lifestyle? There's all kinds of diet fads. When I was doing a little bit of research, you know, they talked about gym memberships go up. You see lots of marketing before the new year because people are looking for that end result, but they're not really spending time thinking about the process of getting there. If you get a gym membership, are you someone that's going to get up early and go or stay late and go? Do you have time during the day to go work out? And if you do, do you have other obligations where you need to have time to shower and look presentable for meetings, meeting clients, whatnot? And is it something that you can do on your own or do you need a buddy to go with you? Let's face it, working out is more fun with a friend. But if you're able to do that, you also need a friend who will stick with it, right? So you need to really think about that. So let's break that down into the four areas for a dumb goal. dream-driven. So many times we're told, hey, hey, get back down here. Quit daydreaming. You have work to do. Well, guess what? You need to dream. This aspect means that the goals are mainly influenced and powered by your dreams and passions. That intertwines with your purpose. Dumb goals are typically a result of dreaming big and being confident in your exciting and challenging ambitions. Dream. What is it you really want to accomplish? Let's take a minute. When you're doing these dumb goals, and you're in the dreaming stage, which I really think you should do often, right? Probably every month, the beginning of the month or the end of the month for the next month, and really make sure that everything's still in the line. But even spend time, you know, do a few PQ reps. I can help you with that. And really put yourself in a space where you can picture the future. Where are you? Where do you see yourself in your future? What do you see yourself surrounded by? Who do you see yourself surrounded by? Where do you see you? And what kinds of activities are you doing? What are you most proud of? And what advice can you give yourself about getting there? Really, really think about it. I mean, a lot of times people say, imagine your funeral. What do you want people talking about at your funeral about you? Most times it's not, oh, he had a great collection of sport cars. But maybe. But is that really what you want to be known for? Oh, they just had such a big house. They had such a great life because they had a big house. And they took vacations every year. Maybe. But is that what you want to be known for? Anyhow, dream big. Uplifting. Our SMART goals are very centered on tasks, usually not very uplifting. So the dumb goals inspire you to be excited about achieving your objectives. The positive feelings help give you purpose. There's that word again, and drive to fulfill your desires. These goals primarily focus on how fantastic the future can be once you've attained your goals, right? Because when we're dreaming, we're not looking for something that we're getting today or tomorrow or the next day or next week or next month. A dream is big, big, and there's steps to get there, and you deserve to dream. Needs to be uplifting. That moves us on to M, method friendly. We talked about this with the SMART goals, right? Dumb goals rely on plans and practices that serve as the roadmap to realizing your ambitions. Ambitions. That's not tasks. An ambition isn't getting a bigger paycheck or really getting the next promotion. Really think about that. For instance, having the proper knowledge of assessing and using financial services can help you achieve your financial goals. You create habits around working towards your goal. So method friendly, again, you need to figure out what works best for you. Just because it works good for someone else doesn't mean it's going to work for you. We've talked about coaching before. What is a coach? Someone who's been successful at something and teaches you the way they do it is not a coach. That is a mentor. A mentor is someone who's been there, done that, and helps show you how they have been there and done that. So when you're building your goals, and if you want a coach, look for someone who's truly a coach. That doesn't mean they don't have methods, but they need to understand that you are an individual and you're a different person, and things need to be tailored to how you work, what talents you have, what skills you have, what skills you can build, and what your ambitions and dreams are. So when we're looking at method friendly, remember that. Behavior driven. the last letter in dumb. This characteristic means that these goals are intertwined with methods, processes that are habitual or part of your behavior. Therefore, you begin treating your goals as habits until they become one. Excuse me, still have that sinus stuff. In this way, your habitual behavior becomes the driving force behind your dreams. Let that sink in. Behavior driven. If it's a behavior that you're going to do, it will support you. If it's a behavior that you have to make yourself do, chances are you're going to be one of these people that fail. Now, there's all kinds of percentages of people who fail, you know, after 2 months of doing resolutions, after 1 day of doing resolutions, after 2 weeks, whatever. But you don't want to be a statistic. You want to be successful. You can be a successful statistic, but really you don't want to be a statistic because you're an individual. So you want to make sure that this is a behavior that you can do to get to that goal. Doesn't mean it's not something you have to work on. You can work on it, but it has to be doable for you. It has to align with who you are. It needs to be in line with your goals, with your dreams, with your ambitions, with your purpose. So when we do talk about mission, we talk about a vocation or a calling. And a purpose is the reason for which something is done or created, for which something exists. So that's kind of a fine line. A mission is a vocation or calling, and purpose is the reason for something exists. So I think that a mission is really the act of getting to your purpose, of fulfilling your purpose. And that's very, very important. But if you don't know your purpose, how is everything going to align well for you? So think about that. You may need to do some work around what your purpose is. And a great coach can help you with that. There's tools out there that can help guide you. I wouldn't use any assessment to tell you what your purpose is. I would use an assessment to help guide you to determine what your purpose is. And it should be an intentional, a very intentional process that shouldn't take place instantly. It should be something that does take some work. And then lastly, I want to talk about opportunity. So you've heard me over the last year talk about opportunity as far as mindset, positive intelligence, positivity. We always need to look for the gift and the opportunity in a situation. I've been reading some other books that were recommended, and one of them's called Opportunity Leadership. I didn't bring it with me, but I'm spending time reading that each day. And it talks about the difference between planning and leading through opportunity. Now, that's not to say that you shouldn't plan, but you need to be open for opportunity and you need to be ready to grab that opportunity so that you can be and do something greater. I mean, you know, I'm faith-based. God is here in our lives. And maybe you don't believe in God. Maybe you believe in some higher power or something else. It's fine. Whatever you believe in. But for me, it's God. And I believe I'm here for a reason. I have a purpose. And there will be opportunities set before me with either people placed in my lives or me being placed in other people's lives. Or job opportunities, speaking opportunities, family opportunities. There's a variety of opportunities out there. And if I am not open, and I'm going to tell you, I know 2 years ago, I missed a huge one. And I'm kicking myself still to this day, but I'm going to move forward because I can't believe I missed it. But I did. and I'm going to make sure that I do not miss it again. Be open, be receptive, and be patient for opportunity. That's what I want to leave with you today, starting with our resolutions, moving to opportunity. Please follow me, connect if you want, send me a DM if you're interested in anything or just want to have a conversation. Check out my website, michellegunn.com, 1L, 2Ns. Let's have a conversation. And if this is at all helpful, please, please share this. People need to know that there is positivity and opportunity out there for them. And I just, before I wrap things up, I do want to say hello to my dear friend, Judit, all the way in Finland. So happy to see you. I know these impromptus make it very hard. I will be doing some planned lives and I will be doing more recordings. I'm going to be more present. That's part of my 2024 goals, resolutions, reaching up to my dumb goals, leading to my purpose to be here for you. Again, be open. Seize the opportunity. Have a great 2024, and we'll be together again soon.